Cactus Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
Older and wiser with Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyireland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
I'm John, and normally you'd be expecting to hear from little Laura, but unfortunately she's not with us. I keep saying unfortunately she's not with us, but she's very fortunate that she's not with us, because she's on a cruise ship searching for the Northern Lights, and I can't think of a nicer thing to do this time of year, really. So now with us we've got the lovely Anita Morris, and she's here to talk to us about Christmas. Now, normally I don't think about Christmas until about December the 23rd. I'm one of those guys, but this year I think there's going to be an exception, because we probably don't like to think about it too much, but there are a lot of people around who are either homeless or lonely or have some issue at Christmas, which makes it a pretty sad time of year for them. And Anita is in conjunction with the Salvation Army organising a fundraising concert which is happening this Saturday, and we'll talk a bit about that in detail in a moment. But I'll be interested really in you just giving us a bit of background, Anita, to, you know, why is it necessary? Are there that many people that need that much help at Christmas? And
okay, yes. Hello, John. Thank you for inviting me on.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
There are an amazing number of people who, at Christmas time, it's not just the homeless, which everybody thinks, oh, you know, must make sure that there's plenty of food available for the homeless, but there's also families in need, families who perhaps don't have enough money to have a proper Christmas dinner. Mm. I know it just seems so weird in this day that happens.
Well, I don't know, we're in the year of the food bank, aren't we?
Well, this is true. Yeah. This is absolutely true. And of course there are those who are just on their own. Mm. So, and it doesn't mean, I don't think sometimes people just think, oh yeah, the elderly on their own. It's not just the elderly that are on their own. Mm. There are young people on their own. There are people, I was going to say my age, but I suppose I'm getting classed in.
You're young.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. But of any age, if you're on your own, you're lonely. Mm. And that's as simple as that. And the Christmas time seems to be the worst time of all. Mm. Because everybody, you picture everybody else just being in some happy atmosphere. Mm. And so that's why the Salvation Army have this tradition now, certainly in Newport, of providing Christmas lunch. Mm. And I mean a proper Christmas lunch, the turkey and all the trimmings, and Christmas pudding as well, for as many people as need it.
Right. God, that's a mighty claim, that, isn't it? That's amazing.
Tony and I, that's my partner, and I, we had a invitation to go down and do entertainment for them on one of these Christmases a couple of years ago, and we were absolutely astonished because the people just kept filing in, and then more coming in, and the plates were piled high with food and all going out, and everybody who gave their time there, whether they were waitressing or like us entertaining, everybody gave it for free, obviously. And you'd be amazed at the number of people who just said, oh no, I didn't want to stay at home on Christmas Day. It's great here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the atmosphere is so fantastic. So it was even good for the people who were helping, let alone the people who were sitting there eating it.
And you're still looking for volunteers to help?
They always are. There's a lady called Kay who runs the whole of the Christmas Day celebrations. Mm. You can get hold of Kay either at the Salvation Army Hall in Newport, or if you go online there's an email address for that, or you can phone Captain Rodney Bean, who is the Salvation Army captain there. But pop in. I often go in there just for coffee, because they do
coffee every day.
Tuesday and Wednesday. Mondays is just a donation day, so even if you fancy a bacon sandwich, you can go in there, and if you've only got 50p, you put 50p in. If you've got more than that, then great.
Always fancy a bacon sandwich.
Oh yeah, exactly. Well, Monday, but they do bacon sandwiches all the time. They have homemade cakes there. And it's, dare I say it, a lot cheaper than anywhere else.
Well, that's true. And money going to a good cause.
And the money goes to a very good cause.
Okay, we're going to have a little listen to George Michael. I shouldn't say that, should I? We're going to have a little listen to George Michael, and we'll be back and find out a bit more about this concert in just a second. Okay, welcome back. We're here with Anita Morris this afternoon talking about a fundraising concert she's organised in conjunction with the Salvation Army in order to raise funds for Christmas Day lunch for those in need. How did you get involved with them in the first place, Anita?
It was really, I saw an advert in the paper just asking for entertainers, which, as I said, Tony and I did two Christmases ago.
I've seen them, they're very good.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And this year, I don't remember what was happening last year, but something didn't. We didn't do anything last year, and this year I said I really want to do something this year. I'd love to organise a concert, and I suppose over the last 2 years we've got to know an awful lot of bands on the island, some of whom are now our friends as well, and so I thought, well, I'll ask them, see if they feel like helping out. Obviously, all these bands that I've got, and they are amazing. John's smiling at the moment, which you can't see, but it's because he's in a band called Second Time Around, and they are going to be playing at this show on Saturday. So he's keeping very quiet at the moment.
Yes, self-promotion doesn't suit me.
he's not quite blushing, but he's we're not far off. Yeah. We've also got Gwyth, who are a band that deals with a lot of traditional music, shanties and so on like that. There's three members in there and they are fabulous. We've got the Chain Ferry Gang, which have some slightly unusual instruments, including my favourite, which is a T-chest box bass.
Oh, yeah,
I think T-chest that's right.
Bass, yeah, yep. Yeah,
yeah. Played by the wonderful Andy Jackson. And we've got, who else have we got? We've got Cajun Days. If you've ever seen Cajun Days anywhere, they've played quite recently at the Quay. Fabulous band they are, with the most amazing fiddle player.
Yeah,
and guitarist. And they've also got, I don't know what you call it. Years ago, it would have been used as a washboard, but now it's a metal thing, which...
Still a washboard.
Is it still a washboard? Still a washboard, is it? Yeah. That Mel chucks over her shoulder and plays it with what looks like egg whisks. I'm sure they're not.
Washboard. I think they actually are.
Oh,
yes.
Are they? All right. Are, yeah. But so we've got these amazing bands. I don't think I've missed any. Oh, I have missed somebody out. I've missed my partner out. I beg your pardon, Tony.
You'll be popular.
I know. I'll have to cook my own dinner tonight. Tony Nicol, who a lot of people have seen around the island. All these bands are regularly seen all over the island. They are...
Yeah, Carol.
Quite
yeah.
Amazing. And so, yes, come and see them.
We'll have a little bit more of a chat about the details of that in a second. Just have a little break now and we'll be back shortly. Well, there you go. A touch of Mungo Jerry there. First saw those at the 1970 Isle of Wight Festival, I think, playing in the summertime on the stage in the middle of a muddy field. Right, well, we're here with Anita Morris this afternoon to talk about this very worthwhile concert, which is happening this Saturday. At the Salvation Army Hall in Parle Street, and it's in order to raise money for to provide Christmas lunches to those who need it, really. So, what's the sort of eligibility then, Anita? How do people sort of get in touch, get involved if they think they need a lunch?
Just turn up there. Just turn up at the hall and have a word with Captain Rodney Bean or his wife, who obviously works there as well. He's an amazing man, very much interested in the community side of things. It really is a case of that. I don't think that there's any necessary requirement that you have to have. Obviously, as I said, homeless, those families in need, the people who just an individual in need. Certainly, if you're elderly, if you're lonely and you don't want to spend Christmas Day on your own, then go along and see Captain Rodney at one of the cafe mornings, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, I think the times are, from about 10. And he'll just make you very welcome. Actually, they all make you very welcome. If there's people sitting at tables as you walk in, somebody says, hello, how are you? And it's a wonderful feeling. But I'll just very quickly say that on the performance is going to be, the doors open at 7 o'clock.
Right, good.
Performance is at 7:30. Now, we're saying that you can get tickets in advance if you want. If you look at the posters around town, you'll see that there's my phone number on there, but otherwise just turn up. We're asking for a donation of £5, but I have to say here, I don't care what anybody pays. I just like people to come in and see this wonderful show that's going to be on. I'm so proud of everybody who's taken part in it, because as I say, every band member gives up their time for free. I've been bullying them and saying how long they'd got and had they got their song sorted out and all the rest of it. The only trouble I'm having at the moment is with the band that John's in, because they're saying, well, we don't know quite what we're doing yet, but we will do. But having said that, they are so professional. I'm not really worrying about them, because I know that whatever they do on the night is going to be good.
It's just the way we are. We're like that all the time, I'm afraid.
It's usually Tina will say, right, we're doing this. And they go, okay. John and James both go, okay.
That's true.
So, as I say, turn up. Doors open 7 o'clock. If you've got £5 or even more, I'm always hopeful, then great. But if you haven't got £5, I'd rather somebody just pay 50 pence and came in if you hadn't got any of the other money. I want people to enjoy live music and up for a very, very good cause. It won't just go for the Christmas Day lunch, any money that's got. They also have a homeless a refuge there, if you like, all over the Christmas period, and there are other places as well that the Salvation Army do on the island where you can get help. Again, contact Rodney Bean and he would find wherever it is that can help you. Over the Christmas period, I think it's about a month, so possibly 2 weeks either side, they actually have beds put up in the hall, in the community hall, and people are allowed to come in there and sleep. They're out of the cold, they're out of the rain, they're out of the snow, which we may be probably having. And obviously they get something to eat and drink as well.
So what sort of numbers are you looking to feed on Christmas Day then? Well not you, but...
yeah, not me. I think there were about 150, 160 when Tony and I did it.
That's amazing.
So they're looking to feed a lot
of
people.
That's a massive people.
Yeah, it is a massive people.
And a lot of food's donated, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, it is. A lot of the shops, supermarkets on the Isle of Wight are very, very generous in donating the food. I know that in the shops you've also got the food bank put up things, but people actually contact them and go directly to there and drop stuff off. If anybody's listening and, for instance, they needed some fresh vegetables, they haven't got any money to buy any vegetables, or whatever else they've got there. The other day when I went round for a coffee there in the foyer outside, there were bags of great big pile of crisps, bags of crisps. There were vegetables, apples, bags of potatoes, French sticks. Anything that people donate is put there, and if anybody wants it, they can just take it. If you've got any money that you can donate, then obviously that's great. But otherwise, they just want to have the stuff there to be able to help somebody have a decent meal.
Yeah, it's amazing, really. I mean, it's, like I say, we are in the era of the food bank, if you like, kind of thing. And
they are amazing on the island.
Yeah, they are. No, that's very true. Yeah, we'll have to get them in to talk about their organisation at some point. But I just find it always amazing that there's a need for it in this kind of so-called, you know, modern day and age, because austerity is dead now.
Well, apparently. I don't think it's really got through to the general melee of people at the moment.
I think that's the issue. There's still a lot of people out there that are struggling and
absolutely
need a bit of a hand up.
Yes.
Okay, that's brilliant. We're going into a bit of a break now, and we'll be back later and we'll talk more about the concert and the sort of general work that the Salvation Army do. Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Vectis Radio on FM 4.6 and online. And I'm with the lovely Anita this afternoon, talking about the concert this coming Saturday that she's organised in conjunction with the Salvation Army in order to raise money for Christmas lunches for the needy, really. But you were telling me, Tina, that You're not Dina, you're Anita.
That's the one.
Hey, I call everybody by the wrong name. So you were telling me that the Army also get involved with a lot of other sort of community work to help.
Yeah, it's a real community feel to it. If you go into the... I mean, it's actually a citadel, but everybody calls it Salvation Army Hall. Mm. As I said before, if you go in, there's always somebody there. Hello! And this is just people sitting at the tables. This is not necessarily the army people who are there. But as soon as you're in there, there's someone comes over and chats to you, and it's amazing. They also run a mother and toddler club there, which is just phenomenal, because there are so many mothers who are often very lonely, and they can go there and sit and chat with others.
Yeah.
And they've got, as I say, they've got a lot of elderly people get in there, because it's nice again. It's nice, warm, it's comfortable. There's always someone to chat to. When I was in there yesterday, I think it was yesterday, there was a lady playing the organ that's in there.
Yeah.
And she was just tremendous. Another lady was an ex-ballet teacher, and she was having a lovely little dance around the place.
Sounds a bit like a bit of a social club, really.
Well, it was. Yeah. They also have a youth club there as well. I don't think it's on this week because of the fact that no, it was last week. It wasn't on, obviously, because of the school holidays. They have bands there. They've got an amazing brass band, which Rodney plays a very large instrument, which I think is called a tuba.
It's a tuba. Yeah.
I could.
I'm a bit of a traditionalist at heart, and I don't know if they still do it, but I used to love listening to the old brass band at Christmas when they go out in the
8th of December.
Oh, is it really? Yeah,
8th of December in St Thomas's Square.
It kind of gets you a bit into the Christmas spirit, even if you're an old Scrooge like me and kind of don't really get into it.
Well, I'm hoping that a lot of the people who are going to be performing on Saturday are going to come and take over after the brass band have finished playing in St Thomas's Square.
You're so demanding.
I know, yeah. I know. But I smile, and most people give in to that. And so, as I say, we've already been talking with Rodney about doing that, about following on after they've finished. So that can be prepared. People can be prepared for that one. Yeah. So really, it doesn't matter what age you are. I've spoken about the mums and babies, but obviously there's dads and babies as well. Not just mums and babies, dads and babies, dads on their own, mums on their own. It's entirely up to you. Just if you want to go and have a nice cup of coffee and a chat. I think the coffee price is something really silly, like 80 pence. And it's really nice filter coffee. So just go in there.
There might be, and I just playing devil's advocate really, but there might be a few folk who kind of are a bit intimidated because I think, I don't know, I'm not sure I want to go in there. Yeah, there might be a bit of the old conversion going on kind of thing.
No, if you wanted to sit and talk to someone with regard to religion, yes, but I have to say, I mean, I've been in there several times now, several weeks running, and of course it is a place of religion.
Yeah, sure,
But Rodney is one of the nicest people that you'd ever imagine, and you certainly wouldn't sort of automatically think, oh, I can't talk to him because he's a vicar or a minister or whatever. Yeah. He's captain of the Salvation Army in Newport, and he's probably got the biggest heart of anybody I've met.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think you need to work for that kind of an organisation, really.
Yes.
I say that kind of organisation. I don't mean that.
I know what you mean. Yeah. You sort of don't necessarily associate it with the same as going into a church. But it is. And I was saying earlier about the homeless people, how they set up beds on the Saturday on the nights. And Rodney was saying, you know, Saturday night, people come in, they're sleeping there. He said, and by the next morning, the beds are put away and the chairs are out and we're having a church service.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He said, and a lot of them who sleep the night there stay.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay for the service. But they really are very, very community-minded.
Yeah, sure. That's brilliant. That's really good. So let's reiterate about the concert, because we want as many of you there as you can as can make it. It's, as I say, it's in a very good cause, because I can't think of anything worse than being lonely at Christmas, really.
It's, to me, that would be the thing, being lonely at Christmas.
There is a song in there, actually, isn't there?
Yes. It'll be lonely. That's the one, Christmas.
Yeah. Well, you can do that on Saturday.
Okay,
so let's just reiterate on sort of the details of the concert. That'd be great.
Okay. Right. It's called Island Showcase. It's on the 3rd of November, which is this Saturday. The doors open at 7 p.m. The performance is at 7:30 p.m. We're asking for £5 contribution at the door, but if you haven't got £5, whatever you've got, obviously if you've got a little bit more and you've found a secret place in your pocket, then that can come in as well. It's at the Salvation Army Hall in Pyle Street, Newport. Now, there is a little parking in Pyle Street. Otherwise, in Newport Street car park, there's a little cut through from Scarrett's Lane into Pyle Street, which takes you right next door to the Salvation Army Hall. We will be offering refreshments of tea, coffee, squash, water, and mince pies, obviously.
Oh, of course. That could be my first one of the year. I'm excited now.
Know that they say that the more mince pies you have before Christmas, the more months you'll have of happiness after.
Do they indeed? I shall start eating instantly.
Absolutely. Yeah. but as there will be a small charge for that, obviously. But again, it's contribution based, but we're hoping for £2 a hit. But if we don't get £2 a hit, then we get what we can.
Brilliant.
Every bit is a profit.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll all go.
And all to a very, 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 very worthy cause, yeah.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Anita, for coming in and talking to us about
John.
That. That's going to be a really good night, I think. So,
yes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it anyway. Okay, well, we're coming up to the end of the show. We're nearly the hour now. We've got the lovely Kevin sitting outside waiting to come in and present the Tea Time show for you. He'll do a fantastic... He's waving at me. I'm not sure if I should be worried. No, thumbs up. We're all right. Next week, Laura's still away with little Archie. She's still chasing the Northern Lights. So it'll be myself and Joe again next week. And we've also got joining us Vic King. God, the old memory's gone. We've got Vic King from Vaguely Sunny, who's coming in for the first hour to talk to us about, well, the legend that is Vaguely Sunny. It should be a really interesting hour. If you're at all interested in music on the Isle of Wight, then it's going to be worth a listen, because he's brought so many good bands over here over the years, and I'm sure he's got a lot of really good tales to tell. And then I'll be with Joe for the second hour, and we'll be doing our usual kind of TV, film, general chat stuff. And then for the final hour next week, we've got our HUK spot, where we've got some lovely guests coming in to talk to us about hard of hearing. So it should be a really interesting show. Okay, well, that's it for today. I'll leave you now. I love you and leave you. And a bit of music coming up to the news. And hopefully a lot of you will turn up on Saturday, Salvation Army Hall, 7 o'clock. And if not, well, hope you're listening next week. Cheers, many thanks, and goodbye.
Older and Wiser with Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.